Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
And now turning to the weather, as people begin to ring in the new year, people will be thinking about whether the weather will be playing a role in how we're going to celebrate. And to help us look ahead, I'm joined now by Met Eireann meteorologist Gerry Murphy. Gerry, first of all, what kind of weather can people expect if they're out and about tonight?
Well, Una, overall, the weather for tonight is actually quite good for most of the country. So the night will start off dry, but it will become very cold and there will be frost developing in many areas. But as we head towards midnight, for most of the country, they can look forward to dry conditions, but very cold. So people need to wrap up warm, have hats and coats and everything on them. And then in the very north of the country, up in Donegal and Derry, there will be cloud moving in. So some rain and drizzle likely in northern counties towards midnight. And then overnight then, that patchy rain and drizzle tends to move down across the country. Now, the significance of it is really that that there won't be much rain, but it may cause places some ice to form where there has been frost overnight. So people do need to be aware that if they're travelling, to be aware of the possibility of ice on the roads. But for most people, as they ring in the new year, it's going to be dry and crisp.
And people are thinking about whether or not it's going to snow over the weekend and into the coming week.
Yes, well, overall, the overall picture for the weather for the beginning of the new year and really for the first week of 2026 is for cold weather over Ireland. So daytime temperatures will only rise to between about 3 and 6 degrees, and at night there'll be frost and icy patches on many of the nights. Now, some weak weather fronts will stream down from the north, and as the temperatures decrease, really from tomorrow night onwards, there will be the chance of some wintry showers in those in that, which means that basically some areas, especially perhaps parts of Ulster in particular, can expect a few perhaps flurries of snow on hills, etc. But the details of that would become more apparent. But there'll be a risk of perhaps a little bit of snow in some places.
And people should also be careful of black ice and conditions on the road, of course.
Oh, absolutely. With the cold weather, the cold spell that we can expect, it will become progressively colder all the time, which means that in some places frost won't clear through the day, which means it will be there at night again as well. And any rain that falls on that will form black ice. So the overall message for the coming days in relation to being careful is simply to make sure that you have your paths clear, your windscreens clear, etc., and be very careful on the roads because there will be ice in places.
And Gerry, the UK's Met Office has issued some weather warnings there for snow and wintry showers.
Yeah, they have. They've issued some for themselves, especially parts of Scotland, and they've also issued some for the north of Ireland as well. And that's because those wintry showers that I said are most likely in parts of Ulster. So and that would be really from tomorrow night onwards, there will be that chance of those showers.
And so far, we seem to have had quite a mild winter. It felt unseasonably warm at times before Christmas. But is this now back to the norm, really, for this time of year?
Well, they're both part of the norm for Ireland. Like, for a lot of November and December, we had very mild, wet and windy weather over Ireland, which is typical for a spell of unsettled weather in Ireland. And now we're getting the opposite. We're getting this cold, crisp, drier with frost at night, and that's also typical. So both of those types of weather are what you can expect in an Irish winter.
Okay. Gerry Murphy from Met Eireann, thanks very much for coming into us. Coming up next, Barry Lenehan reports on the increased fatalities on our roads.